going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah. Daisy, you got an opinion on this?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you. They're trying to make an example out of him, and it's really unfair that they're judging him or holding him to this standard when he's a great player or has potential to be a great player, and they're so against his personality and his dad and this and that. Well, aren't you taking him to be a good player? Like, it's not about his personality. It's about his play on the field. And if you look back at Lamar Jackson's draft, they took what? Sam Darnold went above Lamar Jackson. If we redo that draft, who's going at the top of the QBs, you know?
Yeah, I think he was the fifth quarterback of the taken. Yeah, I think there were five quarterbacks
Darnold,
taken in that draft.
Baker.
Or first round of that draft, excuse me.
Daniel Jones. I don't think Josh Rosen was that draft.
No, it was Baker, Rosen, Darnold, Allen, and then Lamar.
There you go.
Not in that order, but those are the quarterbacks.
Yeah. We redo that draft. Who's going at the top?
Allen.
Yeah.
And then Lamar.
Yeah. And another thing you were talking about, the Steelers, I can't believe they didn't take them. Like, okay, you want to talk about personality.
Such a miss, man.
You want to talk about personality and things like that. If they bring in Aaron Rodgers, what's that? That's a big personality that they have to deal with.
I'd be so disgusted if I was a Steelers fan.
I would, too.
I'd be absolutely disgusted. And I hate all these people who look at these football players. Like, I'm not a football executive. I'm not a scout. But I've seen enough football in my 41 years of life where I'm not going to always get fooled by this athletic marvel. Like, oh, this guy could throw it on a rope. This guy did. Like, I've seen countless strong-armed, super athletic quarterbacks fail miserably in this league. Mm-hmm. I've seen it every year, a new one. Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis, athletic freak. This guy, they already looking to move on from him after 2 years.
Yeah, they're giving up on him.
We see this all the time. I will take a guy, and the ironic thing about it is Shador, in a lot of ways, when I really thought about it and what I like about him and what his limitations are, he reminds me of Brock Purdy. Doesn't have a super strong arm. Mm. I even think Brock Purdy's probably a little bit more elusive than Shador, but they're not like super fast. They're not running 4.4s or nothing like that. But they have a feel for the game. They're super accurate, super, super accurate, mm-hmm. and they're tough. And they've won.
Yes.
Shador has won everywhere he's gone. But these guys that get paid all this money and get paid to make these decisions, they weren't bright enough to go to see Brock Purdy for an entire draft.
Mm-hmm.
An entire draft. I don't really know what they're looking at this point. Like, Are they? I don't know what you're looking at, because you got a guy on film who has a feel for the game that can't be measured in how far he can throw or how fast he can run, and at some point that's gotta mean something. And like I said, everybody want to fall back and, well, you know, these executives, they know, and they've been doing this for years. They've been wrong for years. They've been wrong for years.
Remember in Lamar's draft, everyone was talking about how he interviewed and his personality and this and that. And how wrong were they, you know?
I mean, obviously, we've got the most famous example. A guy that's in the Hall of Fame where everybody looks at as one of the great executives said Lamar should be a receiver.
Yeah, I remember.
These guys, they just be guessing, bro. That's like that, and I'm not trying to act
he
like
wasn't the
I
only
know.
One who said Bill Polian wasn't the only one
no,
who said
not at
that
all.
Was a long list of
not
people. That, oh, change position, save yourself the trouble.
Not at all. I
save I'm yourself not, the hassle.
I'm not saying this as if I'm saying I know. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I'm real enough to be like, yeah, I like Shador. I think Shador's really good. I don't know what he's going to be in the NFL. I would take a chance on him. Because I believe in some of the attributes he have, but I don't know. And all these people are like, oh, he don't have the ceiling. You don't know.
I was throwing
off
yesterday.
You have no clue.
I was throwing off yesterday when the Giants, when they traded for Jackson Dart. I thought for sure when they moved back up, I thought they were going to take Sanders.
Jackson Dart is a fine player.
He is.
I would not take Jackson Dart over Shador Sanders.
No.
Call me biased.
Jackson Dart. No, Jackson Dart is good.
He's good.
He's not like I wouldn't either, mm-hmm. but he's a fine quarterback.
He's a good ball player, good quarterback.
And it's one of those things where – It could be, and who knows. It's at this point, it's one team. We're talking one team, and it's the Giants. Mm. The Giants may have graded Jackson Dart a fraction ahead of Shador Sanders and thought, we have the opportunity to move back in and do this. Who's the guy we have rated higher? And it could be marginally, and they took Jackson Dart. That's the opinion of one team. Mm-hmm. Everyone else left them both out there. And so I can't imagine Shador's name isn't the first one called today, given that it's Cleveland. I just don't know how Cleveland, and if they do, I don't know how they didn't have the foresight to move to the bottom of the first round and get that extra year with him, especially given what they're facing right now. You've got this disaster of a trade / contract in Deshaun Watson. You might now finally be kicking out of that because of the trade you were able to make yesterday. The deal they did yesterday, they landed your boy, big boy from Michigan,
Graham.
Who I'm pretty sure we thought was the guy who was drafted before him.
Wait, what?
Campbell.
Yeah.
And but they recouped a first round pick for next year. And they got two picks in the first, seven?
A second and a fifth, I think.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about today. They got theirs and then Jacksonville. They got like two of the first, six picks of today's draft.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So they're recovered. They are just now recovering or starting to recover from that Deshaun Watson deal. Hmm. But you have to find your quarterback and able to fully do this. Mm-hmm. And if his isn't the first name called today, I would be absolutely floored.
Man, and once again, it's, you know, Shador. I'll tell you, I like Shador.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. Mm-hmm. I believe in his talent. I believe in what he could be in the NFL. At the end of the day, money-wise, contract-wise, that's where first round matters and the rounds matter. So I'm not dismissing that. But at the end of the day, go where you go. We have a guy that and Brock Purdy, who's top 10, top 15 quarterback in this league, could have potentially won a Super Bowl with, that didn't get drafted.
Yeah.
So.
You can look at my guy, too. Jalen Hurts, he dropped in the draft as well. You know, it's not about, I wish Shador would have went higher, obviously, but if he lands in the right situation, he could still be successful.
Yeah. I just hate everybody having a field day with –
Well, it's easy, and people hate it when the clearest thing is in front of them. I don't know who this individual is. I've never seen them comment before, but they love the show. Salute. We appreciate you watching and listening. But this individual hates when things are broken down to race. So let's look at the dialogue around Shador Sanders and Deion Sanders for the last few weeks.
Use an apostrophe too.
Let's all take that in. Mm. Let's all take that dialogue in, and remember that Archie Manning keeping Eli out of San Diego is essentially looked at as a punchline now. Oh, it's funny. Yeah. He used the line Nepo babies. Let's talk about Nepo babies. Joey Bosa and Nick Bosa. You want to talk? Let's talk. Listen, if we're going to talk, let's talk. Mm-hmm. We talk about Nepo babies. We talk about Eli. Y'all will bitch and moan about Eli's credentials. Eli is elevated. Why? Because of what his last name is. Yeah. You people get really goddamn selective when you call someone a Nepo baby. You get really, really selective when you talk about guys like Shador, when you talk about guys like Bronny, but you willingly ignore someone like Eli, whose name is elevated in Hall of Fame candidacy, rides so much on his dad and his brother. Oh, we get so selective about who gets pushed along because of who their father is.
Facts.
Yeah.
With Shador, it's a problem. With Bronny, it's a problem. Oh, but Arch is just being a good dad. All right, dude. Okay. And you're right. I'm sorry. I'm so sincerely sorry that everything is about race. I'm sincerely sorry to that brother who has never once spoken in the chat before. I'm glad you love the show. We hope you continue to love the show. But when it's right there in front of you, when it's as simple as black and white, it's as simple as black and white.
And I'm going to salute him and tip my hat to him where he lives in a world where race doesn't matter.
Salute.
That's good. If he doesn't ever have to deal with that and he's never have to encounter where race matters.
You know who else lives there? Him.
I don't live there.
Arch and Eli live there.
Right.
Joey and Nick live there.
Right.
They all live there. They're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you live in that world. Must be nice. I don't live in a world where race doesn't matter or you don't have to. Look, as a black man, Shador is a black man. Manuel Acho talked about it today on the show. Yes, for a black man, especially in the NFL, he talked about having the code switch in an interview. He laid out examples of, I forgot the man's name, but he played with him. And the Eagles told him to cut his hair. Like, you have to cut your hair. I think he was talking about Earl Thomas. Yeah. And they told him, if you want to be more marketable, you need to cut your dreads.
That's a real thing.
So, to my man in the chat, you live in a world where race doesn't matter and you don't have to conform to stuff. That's your world. Congratulations. For others, that's not reality. And in the NFL, that's not reality for a lot of these young people as well.
That's a very real thing, Casey. I've experienced that. When I was younger, looking for jobs and things like that, I had dreads down to my shoulders, couldn't get a job. Second I cut them, all of a sudden, hey, I'm getting callbacks and everything else. It's a real thing.
This is a real thing. I didn't have no hair, but when I was unemployed, looking for a job, I had the beard. I said, man, maybe I should just shave the beard off because maybe that, you know,
lose my wife.
A better chance. Almost did. Mm-hmm. I did, though. I shaved it to the goatee because You have to think about all those aspects when you're a black man trying to make it in a professional world. Yeah. Some people don't trip off that, and that's great. Those are the places you want to be. Some people do. That's reality.
The only quarterback, white quarterback, maybe white player who I could think faced this type of scrutiny was Johnny Manziel. Mm-hmm. Even Baker didn't.
Baker didn't.
Like, no, Baker
was getting arrested.
Baker was doing
all the crazy stuff.
For those that remember that draft, Baker out of nowhere became the number one pick. Mm-hmm. It was like, it might have been 24, 48 hours before the draft. It was like, it looks like Cleveland's taking Baker. And it's like, oh, that's cute. Then the day of the draft, it's like, no, they're taking Baker. And still, even with them on the clock, it's like, they're not taking Baker Mayfield first, are they? And I love Baker, but really?
Yeah.
They did. He didn't face that level of scrutiny.
Hell no.
Johnny Manziel is the only one I can think of who did.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And even with Johnny Manziel, didn't the Cowboys want to trade up and get him? From what I remember?
Jerry wanted
Jerry
him. Yeah,
did.
Jerry wanted him.
Jerry did.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
Jerry slapped his son on the leg and said, "You just played it safe."
Yeah.
Drafted wow. like a Hall of Famer. Drafted Zach Martin, who I think just retired this year. Dude's probably going to the Hall of Fame. You played it safe. Walked out. We'll come back, man. I think Shador was the story of the draft yesterday. He's going to be the story of the draft, you know, at least for the next 2 hours and 49 minutes he will be, assuming his name is called. If it's not, he's going to be the story of the draft until his name is called. Mm-hmm. 49ers, they made their selections, and they got a bunch more to make today. We'll talk about the newest member of the San Francisco 49ers, anxious to get KC's thoughts on that. We'll open up the phone lines for you today. I'm sure some of you have something to say. Well, let's get it in. Let's talk about it. 916-909-1320. We are thrilled that you're here with us on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, man, let's get to the phone lines. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Let's start with David. David, what's going on, brother? Go ahead, David. What's up, baby?
David.
Oh, sorry, David. It was a good effort, David. Let's go to Old Reliable, TC. Hey. TC, what's going on, brother?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers, man?
What's up, my guy? How you doing?
Man, I'm cool, bro. I'm just not really feeling that draft pick, bro. We always getting the role players. We never get the guy out of school. Like, didn't we just draft a dude from Georgia, bro? Defensive lineman. He ain't even seen the field. What was the boy's name?
I'm not sure who you're talking about, like, off the top of my head. I'm not familiar with them. I will say this about Mykal Williams, TC. Well, I'll let you finish, TC. You got more to say?
No, that was it, bro. And I'm ready to go. Like, I'm Shador in the second round, bro. I'm with that, man. Go get the boy Shador. Also, hold on, D-Lo. I'm with y'all on as far as how they be treating us, right? And we get a different treatment. You know what I'm saying? As far as us, but at the same time, like Pops. You know what I'm saying? Dion. Like, I get him. That's your son. You can't tell a dad how to do a son. But come on, Pops. That's the same thing we was talking about with LeVar.
What like, do you do
Dion,
wrong?
You gotta fall back. Like I really don't know, but it's seeming like Dion is stepping in, talking about my son ain't finna come here. I only want him to go to certain places, and that's wrong, bro. That's okay. Getting your son, man.
Okay.
That's putting your son in the bind.
That's fine, and TC, I think the type of individual you are, I think you'll see it that way. But nobody thought it was wrong when Manning's dad did it for Eli. Nobody thought it was wrong when John Elway did it and said, "I'm not going somewhere. I'll go back and play baseball again." But when Shador does it, or when Dion does it with Shador, Now all of a sudden he need to fall back. They never.
I don't
Archie.
Know if I'm allowed to talk yet. He told me to hold on.
Hold on, D-Lo.
I'm still not even sure why he did.
I don't
Archie's,
know.
Archie's the dad's name, right?
Yeah. Archie. Yeah.
Archie. No, nobody look at Archie like Deion. But yet when Deion does it, he need to fall back. When Archie does it, oh, you know, they just they just out here taking control of their they've got the leverage, so they're taking control of it. All right.
Also, I get tired of that LeVar Ball example. Everyone want to make him out to be a villain. What has Lonzo done bad? What has LaMelo done bad? What trouble have they gotten off to you off the court?
People,
all three of them brothers are successful in their own right.
Yeah. People have
I wish my dad made me a number one pick. I wouldn't be mad.
People have been got so me wrong issue. About LeVar from day one.
Yeah.
From day one. And I remember when I first heard about LeVar and he started coming on, I wasn't feeling him either. Mm-hmm. Then,
well, LeVar ain't clean on everything. Like, he had some missteps along the way. Yeah. None of them were with Whitlock, though. He was on point with Whitlock.
Yeah, Whitlock.
But he had a couple of...
Can't tell me nothing but snacks.
That's right. And you know what? That's when you just got to acknowledge, brother's right.
Never lost.
Brother's right.
But he, I mean, he, I very quickly, like within the first couple of weeks, I was like, and LeVar's harmless. LeVar ain't doing nothing. The only thing LeVar did that I didn't like is when UCLA lost to Kentucky and he blamed LeVar went out and said it was the other kid's fault. Like the rest of the team. I was like, that's not cool.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think he said something about Luke at one point when Lonzo was on the Lakers.
He said something about Luke. Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's probably right.
Well, yeah, he probably was.
He's right.
I don't know what he said, but it was probably nicer than what your mom said.
Shout out to Cheryl and Elk Grove.
That's right. I think we got David back. David, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? So I want to say that you all are right. I think there is a double standard, and I think it is a little tinged by race, but we can't act like Archie Manning didn't get criticized. Jack Elway got criticized when he was trying to move his son around or convince his son to leverage his way out of the Indianapolis or Baltimore Colts, wherever he was in.
Yeah.
But I think the one thing that's glaring here is that Jack Elway nor Archie cost their kids, their actions didn't cost their kids literally tens of millions of dollars that Shadur will never see because of this double standard that's going on. Because
do you think Shadur, that Deion cost Shadur some money?
I think the unwillingness of these GMs to put up with that because it's Deion and not because in so, short answer is yes.
Okay.
The short answer is yes, but it's not because of Deion. It's because they're a black father and a black son doing the same thing white parents did, but it cost them tens of millions of dollars. It didn't cost John Elway that money. It didn't cost Eli Manning that money. They found a way to get him in the league.
And that's I appreciate that because that's my point. We got Chris A. in the chat and Map One talking about all this other stuff about, oh, they were roasted. I don't care about First Take, bro. I'm not talking about that. What I'm telling you is what happened with Elway and what happened with Manning did not cost those individuals in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't not draft them because – Archie was behaving the way he was, or Jack Elway was behaving the way he was. Nick Bosa, the Bosa's dad, isn't this shadowy, this out of the way figure either, and it didn't cost neither one of those Bosas their draft pick.
Nothing cost either one of those Bosas anything.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
But when it gets down to Shadur, they want to say, oh, it's because nobody wants to deal with Deion. Okay, that's fine. Once again, that also doesn't make them right. That also doesn't mean that they are like, yeah, that's the right move. Like I just mentioned, these executives are wrong all the time. All the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they can have that stance all they want. That doesn't mean that that's the right move to make if you're trying to build a football team.
And people are right. Archie and Eli did catch smoke.
Yeah.
The night of the draft. And then when the trade was completed,
it was done.
It was over.
Hey, don't nobody worry.
No
about
one
it
discuss it. Like it's not brought up about as this. It's not an example. The decision, as ridiculous as it was, that is considered. Now think about this in the scope of a professional athlete. LeBron James's worst moment of his career. Mm. The decision.
Yeah, picking a team.
Yeah. That was considered the worst moment of his career. Mm-hmm. It is, for those who hate LeBron, that moment is referenced regularly. Mm-hmm. Arch, in that moment, Archie, be careful because there's an actual Arch now, the Archie and Eli, that's like an afterthought. Mm-hmm. It's not referenced in the scope of discussing Eli. Eli is a media darling right now. And not that he doesn't deserve to be. You don't have to be defined by that singular moment. It's a simple prospect of let's keep the same energy. If we're discussing manipulation and mm-hmm. where this individual is going to land, where my son is going to put, let's keep the same energy for everyone involved. Mm-hmm. And that never happens.
No.
That's the issue.
And here's the other thing, once again, for a Chris A, for a Map One or whatever. I don't have a problem with Arch doing any of that. I don't care. Arch, Jack, Dion, Archie, excuse me. Archie, Jack Elway, Deion Sanders. I don't have a problem with none of it. You speak it like the person that's telling you like they shouldn't hold Deion to that standard when they didn't. I think if that's what they all want to do as fathers and people who are being able to control where the kids go or their sons go, I don't have a problem with none of that.
Mm-hmm.
My only issue is, why is one getting penalized when the others didn't get penalized in the actual institution? I'm not sitting here talking about First Take or tweets or anything else like that. That may be what you're talking about, Chris A, and that one. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the actual drafting. If they're not drafting him because they don't like what Deion does or Deion says or anything, or Deion tried to control the situation, that's whack. That's whack to me. And it screams insecurity from those franchises, which may be, or instability, which may be part of the reason why those franchises are where they're at right now, because they don't have the right people making the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, I'm in favor, like I'm not even saying I would do it, but I'm in favor of if Deion, Archie, Jack, whoever in the future want to kind of put their hands on where their son is going to be drafted. All means do it. It might be one of the only times you could do it for the next 7 years.
I don't have a problem that it happened last June.
No.
If you think LeBron manipulated the draft, I have no issue with it. Absolutely none. We're talking pick whatever it was, 50 something. Mm-hmm. I think we got Lewis here. 9169. Oh. Always a treat when Lewis calls Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. Real Brothers of Sacramento. Lewis, what's happening?
Oh my goodness. Wow, what a surprise that whole show was last night, right? I'm disappointed in all of the media, all the shenanigans that went on. But this is my point with Shador. It seems to me the NFL has really gotten away from wanting to win, winning at all costs. Just win, baby, all of that. I mean, they seem like they're so prepared now to set a guy on the bench, and I'm thinking about a Colin Kaepernick who had gone and been a successful player, but they were willing to let him sit aside and watch lesser quarterbacks play for some reasons. And I feel the same way about what's going on with Shador. Mm-hmm. For Cleveland to not try to at least bring him into the fold. Pittsburgh, I'm very, very disappointed as well. It's just fascinating to me. There was so much negativity that was released anonymously, and that's something that is just, to me, not something that the media should be allowing. You know, it's just really a sad thing. I hope for the best. I'll be rooting for Shador. And, I'll say this last thing is, if you're picked first, you can still be a bust. If you're picked last, you can still be Brock Purdy. What happens is going to be on the field. I can't wait for that young man to get a chance to get on the field. And that's where it's going to be made. He's going to be made or he's going to be busted. Not where he's picked. But
it's good stuff, Lewis.
Yeah.
It's good stuff right there, Lewis. Yeah, I do want to there's no conversation where I think I understand what Lewis was trying to say, but just to be very, very clear, there is no conversation where Shador and Colin Kaepernick are in the same. Colin Kaepernick is a one of one situation, probably in the history of the National Football
League. One thing he was talking about like quarterbacks sitting behind another quarterback. There's nothing wrong with that. Mahomes sat behind Alex Smith, you know. I think he was mentioning something about that with Cap.
Yeah, I mean, with Cap, he was talking. There were lesser quarterbacks playing in front of. There were lesser quarterbacks getting opportunities. Colin Kaepernick was not.
Yeah.
And again, that is an entirely different scenario that I don't think involves, because Shador is going to be in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Shador is going to be in the NFL today. Mm-hmm. Shador might be in the NFL in 2 hours and 31 minutes when Cleveland makes the first pick. If he's not, it will certainly be fascinating to see what happens. There is a scenario where Cleveland knows what's happening at the top of the second round and feels comfortable waiting till their second pick mm-hmm. in the second round to take Shador Sanders. There is a world where Cleveland doesn't want to draft Shador Sanders. I'd be surprised by that world.
Yeah.
But, again, he's going to be the story of the draft until his name is called.
My thing with...
Whether that's today or not, he's going to be the story of the draft.
My thing with Shador is, if you just don't think that he's good enough, that's fine.
Perfectly fine.
That's fine. I disagree.
There isn't a single person, though, that has said that. I do not see questions about his talent.
Yeah, it's about his personality.
I see questions about him.
Yeah.
And it's like, where did this come from? Because at Colorado, this wasn't an issue. There was not a bad thing to be said about Shador Sanders during that run with Colorado. Now, there were criticisms of his game, certain play, like that was there, that's the life of a high profile athlete.
Right.
But the questions about, he was the second overall pick like 2 months ago. After he played his final game, there were these same analysts that had him being drafted before Travis. The questions about him got really, really loud in recent days. Not just loud, but loud and frequent. Mm-hmm. That feels calculated.
Mm.
That's my biggest issue, is this feels calculated. Listening to Colin Cowherd today. I don't like Colin Cowherd at all, but Colin been around this game a long time. He knows who to text. He knows who to call. I believe he's talked to enough people to help him form that narrative that we used on the air, or that he used on the air, excuse me.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, that's how we're framing this. All right.
And that's how they go about it. Like I said, if you don't think that Shador is – a good enough quarterback, that's all good.
So be it. Yep.
That's all good. I don't.
The Giants didn't.
Yeah. They think Jackson Dart is better. I disagree. But
what do the Giants know about quarterbacks?
It's whatever.
They pay Daniel Jones
at this point. But when you talk about, like you mentioned, when the conversation is centered around his personality and, you know, the arrogance, the cockiness, and all this other stuff. By people who made decisions to draft Baker Mayfield first. Baker Mayfield was arrested in college. Baker Mayfield was the worst sportsman I had ever seen mm-hmm. at the quarterback position, maybe outside of Johnny Manziel. And he went number one. Nobody was concerned about his leadership or his character or anything else like that. When those are the things... as you're giving reasons why. And Baker Mayfield, to be honest, he was never no franchise quarterback. He's a good quarterback. He's had a good renaissance to his career.
He's been solid.
But he ain't never they talk about franchise, a guy that can change your franchise. He was never that.
No.
He was never that. But
he's on his third team. It took a while for him to get here. You know?
Yeah, to be a good quarterback,
mm-hmm.
not Allen or Lamar, right? But when you use those things to knock Shador, that in the same league, guys like Baker Mayfield could go number one. That's where my antennas are raised. Why is that?
Yeah.
Why is that? Everybody who says it's not racism or it's not race or anything, cool. Tell me why that is then.
Yeah. it's like D'Lo said, coming into the draft, like his stock dropped, but I didn't expect it to go this far past the first round. I thought at least the first round he would get taken, but for him to get to this point now, we're on the second day, and he's the biggest story, and we're still waiting to see where he's going to go. It's ridiculous.
And even then, there's still, I'm still telling you, there's football reasons as to why he didn't go in the first round. There was only like three teams that needed a quarterback.
Right.
So once
and one of them saw Jackson Dart as a better fit, the other one decided Cam Ward was the guy.
And the other one,
no one knows. No one knows what they're doing in Pittsburgh.
So there are football reasons as to like why there wasn't enough spots. But if you're talking about football, cool. If you don't, that's where we go back to saying, mm-hmm. if you don't think he's good enough, that's cool. That's not what I'm arguing. I don't think that's what you're arguing or anybody else. But if you're talking about all this other ancillary stuff, that's where it's just kind of.
If the conversation was they're just like, I can't believe Pittsburgh didn't do it. The problem is New Orleans is there too.
Yeah.
New Orleans drafted pretty high though. So if you didn't feel like you could take Shador at nine.
Yep.
Like for draft again, if this was a football conversation, it would be fine. It'd be like, man, Pittsburgh, what are they doing? New Orleans, they didn't feel comfortable taking Shador or Jackson Dart at nine. New York clearly favored Jackson Dart over Shador Sanders. You laid that out beautifully. It wasn't like the Lamar Allen big, it wasn't like that where there was just team after team after team after team that desperately needed a quarterback. Carolina is clearly giving their young man, their young quarterback, another opportunity. Indianapolis, they've got a young quarterback. Clearly they're giving him another opportunity. You look around the league and you recognize that there are teams out there with young quarterbacks that drafting another young quarterback doesn't benefit you. Mm-hmm. The spots were limited. If the conversation last night was about the spots, New Orleans' unwillingness to draft him at nine or draft a quarterback at nine or get back into the draft later on, and that just I guess the only people okay with Pittsburgh sitting on their hands are NFL media. They just love this Aaron Rodgers garbage. So they're just sitting, they're eating this crap up. The more they can keep his stupid ass in the news, the happier that they are. If that was the conversation today, there's no discussion. It's like, does Cleveland do it or not? That's the end of it. That's not the discussion today. That is not the discussion around him. That is not the discussion that those executives are putting out there. That's the problem. You laid that out perfectly. That is not the conversation today. Right. If it were, it would be fine because it's applicable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Aldrin J in the chat asked me, he said, what are Shador's elite traits, KC? Just trying to be fair. I think his toughness, his ability to stand into the pocket and deliver a throw, and his accuracy.
He's very accurate.
When he has time in the pocket, he can make the throw.
His negatives are he's not the greatest athlete, and he doesn't have the strongest arm. But forgive me, I'm not going to say I don't care, but when you know how to play the game of football, you know how to play the position of quarterback, you can find a way to be highly successful without having this rocket arm. Once again, and I'm not getting at you, Aldrin, I'm just saying, once again, Anthony Richardson is a physical freak.
Yeah, yeah.
He can throw the ball 70 yards on a knee probably, right? Mm-hmm. What is that? How has that helped? How has that helped him? He can run a 4.4, 4.5, can jump, physical all this other
and
stuff.
And what's the questions about Anthony Richardson at the end of last season? His toughness.
Yeah.
His toughness. He tugged on his jersey. Mm-hmm. He said he needed a...
He said he's tired.
Right.
Yeah, that goes over well in the NFL, right?
Right.
No.
So, like I said, there are pluses and minuses to him. And I'm not... And this is the other thing that I just don't necessarily understand. I'm not getting at this person. I'm just bringing it up. Amos in the chat says, next year's draft... quarterback draft is better. Steeler media kept saying that. Once again, she's not saying that. She's just saying what the media is saying.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What? I'm not going to say what does that even mean or who cares, but who cares? Remember the last great quarterback draft class that was supposed to happen? Lawrence, Fields, Lance. Who am I forgetting? Oh, Wilson.
Zach Wilson.
They are five quarterbacks. Man, these guys, they all stunk. Trevor Lawrence is average, and we're looking at him as the best.
Yeah, he's on the hot seat right now.
Jesse is so sick of this show because he just texted us that Shador's on the line. I think Manny's on the line to talk about Shador.
Yeah.
This is an amazing.
Look, I was about to say, I don't have that impression.
Manny's on the line. He wants to talk Shador.
What's up, Manny?
What's up, y'all? Like, this stuff really reminds me, like, again, like, Casey, like you said, if you want to talk about the skill set and in matching organizations or whether his arm strength is an issue, that's a conversation you can have. But all the other narratives, it just reminds me of the same way we talk about senators and these owners are all in the same bag. It's the plantation train of thought of if you're not this happy-go-lucky or if you're not smiling and giving the right answers, like, you're a threat to them. You're a threat to what the way they're trying to run their businesses and their expectations. And then you have somebody like Dion who's, he's his own thing. He doesn't worry about what anybody else says about what he thinks about. And they're worried about bringing in something like that. So to them, that's baggage, right? But again, like, it comes back to that mentality. And it's pure racism on a certain level of, if you're not that perfect, all sucks, boy, then, yeah, we don't need you here, no matter what your skill set is. And obviously there's a skill set there. Obviously there's plenty of talent there that whether it's something that can be explored right now or whether he needs to sit and work behind somebody, either way, you can't tell me that there's not a high level of skill there that's worth taking a chance on.
All right. We appreciate you, Manny. Thank you. We'll come back. We're never going to talk about what the 49ers did. I love what the Raiders did. It, like we said, hey, yo, there could be an incredibly high-level talented player there. And they took him. Mm-hmm. Yastin Gentry. So we'll talk about that again. We'll get to the 49ers. We'll get to the Raiders. Eddie Gonzalez joins us coming up at about 2:15. I'm going to try to get Kyle on. Obviously, we had to make some adjustments with Bruce being on at the start of the show. I'm going to see if we can get Kyle Mattson to join us sometime in the 3 o'clock hour, talk a little bit about what the 49ers did as well. And we'll keep the phone lines open for you, 916-909-1320. And Steelo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. You see, they was killing Schefter for the way he was dressed last night.
Well, the man was...
The man was freezing.
He was cold.
Kenny and I were watching that. Like, there doesn't look like a more miserable experience in life than being at an NFL draft.
Yeah.
Outside in Green Bay. It just looked like you're just standing there.
I couldn't do it.
Standing there for
what?
For about, at the very least, like 20 teams that you don't even care about. I mean,
ooh, RC looks sharp.
I don't want to say I'd never attend an NFL draft. Like,
I will never attend an NFL draft.
Right circumstances, right situation, sure, I might get out.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Drop the draft in Doko, I'm not going.
So here's how I look at it. Say the draft was in Doko. Say the draft, get out there, maybe get on somebody's porch, get on Tiger's porch. Chill out, drink.
You're also not like a fan, Dame. So like that makes sense. Like there's no reason for you to be there.
Would you go?
Are you going to see who the Dolphins are drafting?
I'm not gonna lie, because like my cousins, like we're all Dolphins fans, live in Tracy, so I'm sure they'd all like go eat some, go hang out at the draft for a bit and go watch, see who the Dolphins are gonna draft that won't turn out to be a good player.
How the Packers was in Green Bay, and I think Detroit might have been the same way. I wouldn't do that. How it was in Nashville,
yeah.
Where I could be on, I'd go to a bar and be out there and get the atmosphere, watch the playoffs, see what the draft.
Many people.
Like the idea of it's cool. Like, hey, let's go to the draft. See who's gonna be there. This and that. But by the time you're there and you're like, all right, pick number 15.
No,
like,
being stuck in that parking lot, I'm with you.
I would not be in the crowd. That. Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm not doing that. No. But I'll be if it was in Doko. Why wouldn't the NFL draft be in Doko? I'll be on K Street somewhere.
Yeah, I'll be out there on Capitol Mall like we did that Common concert that one night.
Were you? Did you do anything with that?
The Common concert? Yeah.
Yeah, I missed that one.
Mm-hmm.
I was mad. I missed that too.
It
was.
Yeah, like it was he brought out J. Cole.
Yeah, I was about to ask. Was it that one?
Yeah, it was that one. Yeah.
Now I'm really mad. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
It's my boy Cole. Sure I don't know if I'll ever see Cole.
None of us might. Yeah, Cole just might be done. You got to go to his. It's not called Dreamville anymore. It's called something else.
He had some festival I saw. Yeah, when
he
was there.
But he. It's not called Dreamville. Yeah, they're rebranding it. I guess they're redoing. They're doing it different.
By the way, Leezy,
what's up?
Thug is back.
Who's back? Thugger.
Thug is back.
Oh, I saw him and Future dropped a new one.
Yeah,
Money on Money.
I was in the car like,
what? Hey, why
it sounds exactly like what you expected it to sound like.
It really did.
That's what I came for.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, they didn't miss. Like,
they have
it's
a
like,
recipe. They
what's a Young Thug Future song sound like? The one that they dropped last night.
That's it.
Thug is back. All right.
Like, he came out of jail. He said, I'm sticking with the script. I ain't changing nothing. This is it.
Simple as that.
You want to talk 49ers?
Sure.
They have several picks to make today. I think three, but they made one last night at number 11. Mm. Mikel Williams, defensive lineman from Georgia. It seemed most of the mocks, if you will, had the 49ers either going offensive line or defensive line. They went defensive line. John Lynch said yesterday he wanted to trade up to get Williams. Mm-hmm. Trade didn't happen, and he said they were sweating it out till number 11, but their guy landed right there for him. They didn't have to give up any draft capital to get him, and it sounds like they got the guy that they wanted.
Yeah, I'm not gonna, you know, trick you guys into thinking I'm.
Where did you have him on your big board?
Yeah, I'm not baldy out here.
What's your draft grade for this,
but
Casey?
Everything that I've read about this is a good move. Now, to Scooter's point, we were talking during the break. Scooter's point, Kyle Madsen wasn't crazy about the. He didn't think it was bad, but he wasn't crazy about it. And his premise was. They need somebody to get after the quarterback. Everything that I've read and I've seen about Mikel, that's not necessarily his specialty. What he is he's a run stopper. And they talk about, I heard this a number of different times last night, he sets the edge. And that's big with what John Lynch wants to do with that defense and that defensive line. And I understand wanting to get people to go after the quarterback because that's the name of the game in 2025 for sure. But one of the frustrating things that I saw last year from this 49ers team that was different from what I've seen when they were a championship contender is they couldn't stop the run to save their lives. And some of that is in the trenches. Some of that is you know, up the gut with losing a guy like Armstead at that defensive tackle position and all that. But that's also being able to set that edge and getting a guy out there that can disrupt in the backfield and run plays. Yeah. And that seems to be what Mikel Williams is. So, from everything I've read and heard, I love it. He seems like a stud, you know, prospect. We'll see what actually happens. But I see that vision. I understand what Kyle's saying, too, about wanting to get to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. But I see the vision of wanting to be able to get back to stopping the run on a consistent basis. And he seems to be able to help with that.
Yeah, you're gonna need you might need someone to stop the run. You never know when you're going to run into the Eagles and a Saquon Barkley, maybe.
I mean, you thought that was funny.
I let you stay around an extra segment.
You thought that was a damn joke, didn't you?
Oh, my bad. It's too early. I'm sorry. I know it still hurts.
Walked in with a Warriors beanie on, now trying to make jokes about the Warriors, the 49ers stopping the run.
I was giving the Niners a good compliment. They addressed a need. That, you know, could arise in the future. They're
going to need a run stopper whether they play the Eagles or not, Leezy.
True words had been spoken as when Jesse said, that's your boy.
You see what you've done to me?
Oh, I'm sorry, D-Lo. I'm letting you down. My
man.
Bad. My bad. It's a rough day.
It's a strike two.
Hey, let's talk
about with the Warriors. Now you're talking about Eagles and Saquon.
What are you looking at me for?
Because you brought them to the party.
Jesse, thoughts on your Dolphins and their pick?
I'm good.
Oh, that's good
I'm
deflection
good.
Yeah, right there.
I'm good.
That is Kenny Caraway level deflection right there.
Celtics player that's all I'm worried about. I don't care about football right now.
That's Tatum? Good stuff.
Yeah.
Tatum. What?
Tatum, yeah, that's a good question.
Now he's doubtful again.
Jaylen Brown is questionable, as is Drew Holiday.
What?
Jaylen Brown's been dealing with a knee thing, but
is it 2-0 or 3-0?
It's 2. I think if they weren't playing the Magic,
just real quick, yeah. we got any Cleveland Cavaliers energy today?
I thought about it.
Do we have any Cleveland Cavaliers energy today?
No, why? Look, what are you talking about? I thought about it, and if you check the tweet, I said this is a pathetic performance.
I don't
from the
look
Thunder.
At tweets.
This is a pathetic performance.
Okay. Oh, like the Thunder thing
was pathetic.
Yeah, this series is over though.
They showed a little something coming back. That's what you do as a champion. Or a champion.
Oh, I'm sorry, they're champions.
As a to be fair, I always thought Cleveland had the better chance of getting Boston than the Thunder did too. So
that's what you do as a championship contender.
What? Y'all's energy around the Cavs is weird.
What are you talking about?
It's weird.
You said to me.
What did I say?
See, no, Casey, hold on. Casey, they never listen to us. They always just paraphrase, dot, dot, dot. Yeah, always. We just had some questions.
Okay, let's raise voices then. You two hoes yesterday was up here talking about Cleveland's not winning enough.
No.
What did we say? I said that's not all we said. I said, Jesse agreed, we still look at them as contenders. We just want to see them handle business the way OKC did.
I even opened that.
That's what we said.
I even opened it. Hey, I don't even think my take is strong enough yet.
Some clips out
it's in the rundown. I said I don't think they should be questioned, but I'm just asking a question.
And all I said was I don't have a take strong enough yet, but I got some questions as well with how they've been playing the Heat.
That's it.
Okay, fine. Do we have questions about the Oklahoma City Thunder?
I never thought the Thunder would beat Boston.
They're a championship contender. Just like the Cavs are, just like Boston is.
I think the Thunder are great, but if they run into Boston, the experience is going to matter.
Somebody run the tape from yesterday.
We got to cut this up. Hey,
we can run the tape. I can cut the tape. I can edit the tape. Whatever.
No, you're not in charge of the editing. I don't trust
you. Well, look, on top of that,
what's up?
You know, we was kikiing and ha-haing real early in the show on Tuesday or whatever that was. We ain't heard nothing yet. We ain't heard nothing
yet. What's up with the Warriors, huh?
Warriors going to be just fine.
We ain't talking about no damn Warriors. We ain't heard nothing yet about what my associates went into Detroit and did. We ain't heard nothing about that. We was getting into that in segment one the other day. Hold on.
You're talking about, Knicks are going to win the title and you're getting happy over a Game 3 win in the first round?
I'm not happy. We didn't talk about it. We talked about it real early the other day.
Detroit won a playoff game for the first time in 10, 15 years. Fans are crying and you're excited because the Knicks won Game 3 against that team?
Because of two missed calls by the officials.
Carl Anthony Towns finally showed up.
That was balling. Cat was balling. Don't say that about him. He was balling.
Yeah, he needed Mitchell Robinson by his side.
Cat was balling. Cat was even shoving Lil Reed out the way.
Yeah, because Mitchell Robinson was right there to back him up.
He was the one that was backing up Mitchell Robinson.
That's not how I saw it.
That game.
This show is full of bad takes.
You see Beef Stew? The cameraman cut right to Beef Stew. He wanted to be in the middle of it.
Crazy. Oh, that was
they were ready. Cameraman was ready.
I think Eddie Gonzalez
showed me that clip. I died.
Eddie Gonzalez tweeted the gif of Mike Tyson just standing there, just staring back and forth.
That game was a Chicago street fight that they ended up playing a little basketball.
Let me ask.
That was crazy.
Was it movie status?
Let me ask.
Oh, yeah, it was movie status. Yeah, it was. Little Caesars. Okay. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, Kenny. Mm-hmm. 30, 31, 22, 20. Those are the numbers from Jaylen, Kat, OG, and Mikal. Mm-hmm. That's massive performances. Mainly, I mean, one, that's a massive performance from Kat, who took a lot of criticism after game two.
Rightfully so, too.
Absolutely. 20 plus performances from OG and Mikal. You won that game 118-116, and there's a lot of upset Pistons fans because of some late central non-calls. The last two-minute report, I just realized the last two-minute report just came out, and I hadn't taken a look at it yet. But sustainable for your boys?
I think so.
With the fist fight you said that was?
Yeah, I think so. I think Cat is capable of games similar to that. He's not gonna average 31. But the reason why people were so upset with what happened in the second half of that game too is because he is capable of. He's not Mitchell Robinson.
Yeah.
Like, this is a guy that get the ball, go to work.
Yeah, get in the paint, productive. Go to work. Yeah.
You know what I mean? He can shoot the ball from the outside, all this other stuff. So I think he can, you know, he can be putting up 24 or something like that. OG, who I was critical of after game two, he showed up and played some good basketball. Mikal played good as well.
How many did Bridges have?
Bridges had 20 last night.
He better keep it up. Yeah, that's 20. The thing. That's their X
Bridges,
factor.
Bridges had 18 in game two. You know, he just missed shots late. And I thought OG, because OG had 10 in game two. And I was like, I need more than that.
Yeah, OG's getting paid way too much to be putting in 10.
He stepped up. He played well.